Okay, we'll continue on down the list. KD8MMH, you're up next. Stand by N8KPR. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Same thing with me for the weekend. Yard work, leaves. Luckily, the neighbor's trees are pretty well emptied out, so I got maybe 6 bags of leaves here and did one final lawn mowing, I hope, for the year, so should be all set. Cleaned the gutters out, so a weekend of yard work. Reminder, if anyone's interested, next Saturday, Midland Club is doing a VE testing session. If anyone knows anyone that wants to take the test or would like to upgrade, get a hold of Dennis, NADRF, in Midland, and he can get you on the list for a VE test. Also today, stop by Montague Inn and drop a check off for Jim Wade's room when he comes to do the sanograms. November 22nd, so we've got him there for 2 nights, and that's about it for the score round, Ron. With that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks.
All righty, Mike. Glad got that done. Jim's all set, at least for room-wise. That's good, and looking forward to that, too. I took the day off for that Friday night, so I'll have some relaxation before we head down there and do that. I got to use up the last 5 of my vacation here, so I'm taking that Friday, and then I'll have Thanksgiving weekend off, and then I'm taking the next 4 Fridays off, and then Christmas Eve. We normally have to work. We only have Christmas Day off, so I'm going to take Christmas Eve off as well, and end up clean out the rest of my vacation days for this year. All right, next up, NAKPR, Bob, stand by, KC8VOA.
KBAC, repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, everybody on the net. Apparently you didn't get much rain, Ryan. I got last night, when I measured it this morning, it was still raining when I measured it, but I had 0.71, a little over 7/10 of an inch. So that's a decent amount. And, I was sucking up leaves, Friday and Sunday. I really wasn't going to do it Sunday, but I knew we were getting some rain, so I says, I better get the leaves up, because I know there's more to come down on top of it, and I have to mulch them in my shredder for the garden, because the farmer don't have his field plowed under yet. Well, he has it for the last 6 years. He's growing feed, hay for the cows out there, so maybe next year will be the last year. That'll be 7 years. But I had a virtual forest around here. I moved in here 31 years ago, and since then I've cut down 6 black walnuts, 2 weeping willow trees, 1 English walnut, 1 Russian olive tree, 2 maples, 2 apple trees, 1 birch tree, 1 poplar tree, and 73 pines. I was going through my head looking at, I wrote all this down, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of trees. But, if I had my way, there's about another 80 pine trees I like to chop down and replant. Something else there. But, that's what I did. The 73 pines were on the south side of my property, and most of them were dying. So my neighbor said, do you want me to help you chop these down? I go, yeah, great. So he did that, and let me buy a second here. So he did that, and I helped them, and I gave him some money. He took ground out the stumps and everything, and we just hauled out to the farmer's field and burned it, and which took about 3 days. But the other side of my property, the north side of my property, it's the trees. There's not so many dying, but they're just dying from the bottom up. But it would look nicer. And then I planted across the front of my house. I have they call them column arborvitaes. They don't spread out very much. But if you plant them I think it was 6 or 8 feet apart, they fill in, which mine do because they're 30-foot tall in the front. So I planted that same kind on the south side of my house. About what did I plant there? 37. Planted 37 of them on the south side of my house, and they're all about 7 feet tall or so now, so they're starting to grow up and spread out. So it'll be a few years yet. But that's it for this round. Back to net, NAKPR.